Good morning. Welcome to Back to the Book broadcast. Evangelist Gene Voss with you this morning, inviting you to the house of God today here at Mountain View Baptist Church, where we're members at. We trust you will come meet with us today in the house of the Lord, Sunday school at 10 o'clock, and then 10:45 for the worship, and then back at 5 o'clock for the evening service, and then 7 o'clock on Wednesday. And we thank God for the privilege to be back in the Lord's house, and I trust that you will come be with us if you can. We have the distancing and so forth, and the mask and everything, taking all the precautions that we need to take. And so if you feel free to come, you feel free to do so this morning. But it's good to be here in the broadcast time. I know this has been a time of alternate worship. It's hard to get together all the time that we've had the things that have been going on, but we've had things that we can stay in touch, and we can preach the Word of God. We can worship at a distance, you might say, but not like being in church, but it's good to be saved. This morning, I want to send it out to all the sick, the suffering, the shut-ins, those that are not able, of course, to get out. We trust that you will pray for those this morning as they look to the Lord for strength and for grace that they stand in need of. And pray for those that's lost loved ones, that God would comfort those hearts and lift them up in this time of their separation. They have to become accustomed to and experience the grace of God that's always been sufficient for every need that we have and always will be for every need that we ever will have. I'm glad it's by God's grace, and that's what it's all about. Got in by grace, live by grace, and suffer by grace, and one day we're going to get out of here and going home to be the Lord. It's going to be a good day in that day, in that hour. But while we're here, let's worship the Lord together and pray one for another in this time of things. Pray for our nation today. We got great unrest in our nation, and only God can heal it. Amen. As God's people looks to Him for healing, confessing sins, and getting right with God and praying. It's what the Bible's formula is. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face, I'll hear from heaven. For first of all, forgive their sin. Second, heal their land. And forgive their sin and heal their land. If we will look to Him and pray, seek His face, now there could be healing if God's people will only look to Him today. But I'm afraid we've gotten so far away from God in our church world today. And don't blame it all on the world. I tell you, God's people is responsible in this time that we're living in. We've got so much compromise, so much worldliness, and so much contamination from the world. And I tell you, we're living in a perilous time. The Bible speaks of that. We're here today. We'll be preaching more about that this morning. But it's just good to be in your place of listening today. Thank you for taking time out. And I want you to pray for the broadcast, that God would use it for His glory. We earnestly pray for that. We don't take it for granted, being able to come to this microphone every Sunday morning and try to bring a message without an audience looking us in the face. And it's not hard for me to do, because I know God's got people listening for the next morning. And so God's got a message, and He's got a time, got a way. And so we thank God for this open door that we have this morning. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. We want to pray for your needs today. I know you've got something on your heart this morning. There's something pressing you. There's something burdening you this morning. And we want to pray with you as you look to the Lord for help and for strength and for grace in the time of need. God's always, He's always there. He's always listening. Father, as we bow in your presence this morning, thank you for this day. And privilege, God, if you approach the throne of grace this morning, come boldly. We might obtain that mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. Thank you for your blessings, for your strength, your help. Thank the gospel of Jesus Christ for the sweet Holy Ghost that lives in our hearts and for the privilege to be in the house of God today. And I pray you'd bless the services. God, speak to some precious heart. Help God's people. Lord, help your people this morning to listen to you and be reminded that sin's everywhere. And it's up to us as we live for you and not compromise with the things of this world. And I pray help us this morning. I just have you willing way throughout the day, touching comfort every bereaved heart this morning, those that are they're suffering and sick. Be near to them today. Give us a good day in the Lord. We'll praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. All right, we're going to have some songs this morning, and I hope it will be a blessing to you today. Just remind, we're living in the days when we do need the Lord. Amen. God's real this morning. He's not asleep. He's not going on vacation. God's near us, and God's people is there for him. You listen now as they sing.
All through this world.
Folks, we're going to make it. Don't you worry about making it. Amen. You say, well, I hope I can hold out and hold on. Well, you might as well quit doing that. You're going to be kept by the power of God through faith into salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. You don't need holding on because he's got a hold of you. If you're truly saved by God's grace, he's certainly taking care of those that belong to him. He's not lost one yet. And he's not going to lose you, so just trust him this morning. We have another one now. Hope it'll be a real blessing to your heart as they sing.
journey here. I'm only passing through. Moments so quickly fly. My days are few. But as I plod along, Christ is my own. I'm glad that I can say I'm not alone. I do not walk alone.
And I am not afraid.
When troubles gather round,
I'm not dismayed.
For He is holding my
truth. I am His own. I'm glad that I can say I'm not alone.
When comes the time to go over the Jordan wide, no fear will trouble me. He's by my side. The cross He bore for lost souls to atone. Till time shall pass away, I'm not alone.
I do not fall alone.
And I'm not.
When troubles gather round,
I'm not dismayed.
For He is holding my trembling hand.
I am His own. I'm glad that I can say I'm not alone. I'm glad that I can say I'm not alone.
Amen. Well, I'm glad we can say that this morning. We're not alone. He made a promise, and you can rest assured the Lord knew what He was saying when He looked at those disciples and said, "Lo, I am with you all the way, even to the end of the world." He made some promises there. You know what? He made a promise to His family. A promise to the family is something to be cherished because we're heirs of God and joint heirs with Jesus, and He's talking to His family, and He's not going to lose His family. He's got the power to do it. And we're going to be kept for Him and by Him throughout eternity. And thank God for the future of a child of God. Amen. Well, we're going to go, I don't know if we're going to go into the second part of the message we've been preaching on last Sunday. And I hope it'll be a blessing to your heart today as we try to look into the Word of God. 2 Timothy, we've been in 2 Timothy. I want to go back there this morning and try to continue the thought that we had on 2 Timothy on facing the last day apostasy. And, of course, we're living in those days today. We're certainly not just approaching the last days. We're in the last days, and we're seeing the things that characterizes the last days taking place in our land today. America's not exempt from the things of this world. We've had a great country, got a great country. I'd rather live here than any place on earth. And, brother, I love America, and I stand for America, and I praise God for America, and I pray for America. Amen. If I love it, if I didn't love it, I'd leave it. And if you don't love it, you ought to leave it. Amen. Find you someplace else to live if you don't like America. And I praise God for the liberty we have. And we got faults and we got failures, but I'm telling you, brother, we've got the greatest country on the face of the earth. And God's privileged us to live here and be a part of this. And boy, that's a blessing this morning. But in 2 Timothy, we've been going to chapter 1, of course, talking about the faith to be remembered, and our faith, he wants to remember some things and about our forefathers and about the Lord Jesus. We covered that on last Sunday. Now we're going to go back secondly to verse 6, a faith to be experienced, a faith to be experienced. Now, 2 Timothy is a great book. It's the last closing out of Paul's writings, of course, as he was here upon this earth. He was a great man of God. He was an apostle. He was one that loved his Lord and gave his life, his soul, his very being to the gospel of Jesus Christ. And he was writing to young Timothy here and warning him of the apostates of the last day. Now, in first chapter 1, of course, you'll find getting ready for the battle, getting ready to face the things that we're going to be facing. In chapter 2, he tells the preparation of that, and we see that. And then, of course, in chapter 3, he defines what things are going on is, and then the future is found in chapter 4. One day we're getting out of here, amen. He's going to judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom, and tells us what to do while we're here living up on this earth. But I want to just cover a few things this morning from verses 6, the Bible said of chapter 1. We find that, of course, we covered last Sunday on a faith to be remembered. And now we want to look at a faith to be experienced. Now, remember the faith of our forefathers, and remember the faith of our Lord. Remember the faith of the Apostle Paul that was writing this chapter to young Timothy as he was preparing him to face the things that he is going to be facing this morning. And let me tell you, if you're a child of God out there this morning and you love the Lord and you love church and you love Jesus, you're in for a time. We're going to be some times that we're coming up on now. We're seeing the beginning of the closing in, the persecution, the things going to be taking place in this world today. But the faith that you have to prepare you for facing the last day apostasy, you've got to have faith to do it. You've got to live by faith. You've got to be saved by faith. And if it's not a faith, it's sin. And so we've got faith this morning to remember our faith. And then, of course, to experience that faith. And he's trying to put Timothy in the very depth of his preparation to prepare him to experience the faith that he had been preached to about, and he even experienced some things about it. But now he wants some experience and give him a challenge that he's reminding him of what he needs to do in face of the apostasy that we're living in that day, and of course living in today. And so there's the challenge of a leader is found there. Let me read verse 6 this morning. The Bible said, Paul said, "Wherefore I put thee in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God which is in thee by the putting on of thy hand of my hands." And so there's the experience of faith, and of course, first of all, the challenge of a leader to help us as we experience these things. And he said, "I challenge young Timothy." He said, "I put thee, amen. I put thee." And then he's talked about later, I'm putting all of my hands. And so there's the challenge of a leader. If there ever was a leader, was one to be recognized, it was the Apostle Paul. Now, Paul was a great leader. He was a great saint of God. He was a great soldier of Jesus Christ. He was a great servant of the Lord, and he was a wonderful. And what was he doing here? He's challenging this young Timothy. "I put thee." I'm talking to you, Timothy. I want you to listen. "I put thee," the Bible said in that verse, "I put thee in remembrance." Remember that God's put in your heart and your life. The day that he saved you, there's a gift that God put in there. There's a courage that God puts on the inside. And so the challenge of a leader is, "I put thee." I'm talking to you this morning. I'm not talking to your neighbor. I'm not talking to your friend. I'm not talking to your family. I'm talking to you this morning. And so there's the direct challenge of a great servant of God when he was facing the days of the apostates. And of course, they had him in those days, and we got him today, only a whole lot worse today. It's getting worse and worse. And well, the Bible speaks about that. The last day is going to become worse. And I wish I could tell you this morning it's going to get better. I wish I could, but I can't do it. The Bible is fulfilling what he talked about when he said that last day is going to get worse and worse. Defilement's going to be on every side. The perversion is everywhere this morning, out of the closets, in the streets, and everywhere this morning. The violence and the sin and the theft and the murders and all that's taking place today is not of the Lord, and God knows exactly what's going on today. Have no thought of God in their hearts and minds, and that's the God's creation that's doing that. And God recognizes that, and brother, God sees that. He knows that. And so there's a challenge of a leader that's put to young Timothy. He said, "I put on my hands on you. I'm challenging you to remember some things and experience a faith that you've been taught to have." And then there's the charge to our courage, having the courage to face the world. The Bible said in verses 7, of 2 Timothy chapter 1, for God had not given us the spirit of fear. Listen, fear is not of God. Brother, God don't give us a spirit of fear. He gives us courage and grace and strength that He might help us to face the thing that we're facing in this world today. And so the fear is of the world. It's directly from the world today. It don't come from God. And so there's three aspects of our charge that is found here in the 7th verse. He said, for God had not given us the spirit of fear, but of power. The courage, the charge to experience the courage that's in our hearts and lives, the power of God. We'll never make it without the power of God upon our lives. Where does the power of God come from? From the Holy Spirit that dwells within us to lead us, direct us, and encourage us and give us strength and grace. The early disciples, our forefathers, those that face the things of the world that they were facing there, persecution that arose in their lives and that challenging them, commanded them not to preach nor to teach in the name of Jesus Christ. But what did they do? Went right back to the street corner, went right back to the place where they were going to preach at, and began to preach again, arresting them over and over. But they just kept on preaching. Had courage, amen, and the power of God was in their lives. And brother, the power of God, he said, we can't but help to preach the Jesus Christ. We've got to preach Him, and we've got to tell you about Him. We can't help but do that. And the responsibility was there that they had upon Him. And so there he said, but first of all, it's the power of God. And then he said of love, as we face the sinful world today, and you're going to have to do just like God did. You got to, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. You say, well, you know what the world's doing today, how vile they are. Yes, I do, and God knows that too, and He still loves the world. Hey, back up just a few years or months or whatever. God loved you one day when you was unlovable. He loved you when you was depraved and in sin and the wickedness of this world. God loved you, so we've got to have love in our hearts and lives today. Love our enemies and do good to them, despitefully use you. And so we're facing those things today. You can pray for sinners, amen. You can stop and take time to pray for them that need some help that only God can give them. The depravity that's in their life is not of God, amen, but is of the world. So he said, and then of a sound mind. There's three aspects of our courage. The power of God, first of all, and then, of course, the love of God that's in our hearts and lives, and then the sound mind that God puts in our hearts because of the a sound mind. Listen, not being torn up about the things that are taking place, but brother, how the peace of God in our hearts and minds that keeps us, Lord, through these things that we're facing today, the peace of a sound mind. Amen. God gives that to His children today, and brother, we can live for Him the rest of our life. Don't be ashamed of the things of the Lord. But so there's a faith to be experienced. We experience the same faith that God gives us, and we can face the sinful world today and tell them about the love of God. You know, sinners today, many of them don't even know that God loves them. They look at things of this world. They're living for the moment, and they're living in their own perspective of what's going on in the world today, and have no knowledge of God in their hearts and lives. And somebody needs to tell them that Jesus loves them. Amen. And we can only do it by the power of God. How can we face a world that's ridiculing us and making fun of us? And how can we face a world just like our forefathers did? They had the grace of God in their hearts and lives, and brother, they faced the persecution that arose in their hearts and lives. The forefathers, the great cloud of witnesses that's around us, those forefathers, how they were sown asunder. They lived in caves and dens of the earth. My friend, they were afflicted. They were crucified. They were stoned, and everything took place in those lives in that day. And how did they survive? survive that by the power of God and by the love of God and by the peace of a sound mind. God gave him that peace that only he can give as they face the things of this world today. And I'm going to tell you, friend, the things that's going on in America today, you better have the power of God in your life. You better have the love of God in your soul today. You better have the peace of a sound mind in your life today, that you don't get discouraged and despondent, but still go ahead and worship God. Tell sinners about Jesus, and brother, go to the house of God to get your strength and your help and your grace in the times of your need. You need that this morning. So listen, Paul was dealing with young Timothy here and getting him to go back and pull on that faith that he had in his forefathers, his grandmother Lois and his mother Eunice, and those that was in his life that God put in his life, and he encouraging him to go back and experience that faith that they put in his life, experience the grace of God that was in his life. They went me going back to that, and Paul said, remember the faith that's in you that dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice, and that is in thee also. And brother Paul also, listen, got him to look at the saints of God and those forefathers that served God with pure conscience. And you know what a sound mind does? It gives a pure conscience. Amen. That's right. And so remembering, and we got the duty to pray one for another. We got those on the forefront of the battle today, and my friend, that God is using to be a witness of the grace of God. And brother, need to pray for them. They're putting themselves out there for ridicule. And I recognize the fact that even preaching on the radio, there's ridicule and there's mockery takes place even listening on the radio. And brother, our church world today, we're beginning to see the persecution when the world is calling for desecration of the churches, and they're ridiculing the Lord Jesus Christ. And brother, they're bringing to pass the apostasy that they're going to perish in, and they're going to hell over because they won't accept the gospel of Jesus Christ. And brother, get saved as amazing grace. And so we're living in those days. And he said, Timothy, he said, you need to remember these things and fall back upon that grace that God gave you, that somebody implanted in your heart, and that God gave you the courage to take a stand for. You need to fall back on that and trust the grace of God. And so there's a faith to be experienced this morning. Experience a faith that God put in your heart. You didn't have a faith to get saved unless God gave it to you. A measure of faith God gives you to get in, to get saved. And we can have our faith increased. And amen, brother, increased in the growing grace and knowledge of the Lord. We might face these things today. You need the Lord. I need the Lord. And we need that faith to be experienced. And boy, it's a good experience, that faith. Have the peace of God which passeth all understanding, I shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. There's that sound mind. Amen. And if it's dwelling upon the Lord, drawing upon the resources of the saints of God, and brother, look into your Bible and talking to God, there's a possibility you can survive this thing and you can live for the Lord the rest of your life. We don't have to follow the world today. We don't have to follow the things of this world this morning, but we've got to keep our sight upon the Lord Jesus Christ and brother, keep our courage up and live for Him the rest of our life. God gives grace and God gives courage and God gives strength and God gives a sound mind to those that live for Him. And all the joy of serving Jesus this morning. Isn't it a joy to be a saint of God? We're approaching the last days. The Lord's coming. Jesus is soon coming. The apostates are all around us. The perversions on every side of us. And sin is out of the closet. Sin's everywhere. Unashamedly displaying themselves this morning. And going against God, against the Bible, against the church. Living in the days today that we I thought we'd never face. But we're facing those things. And today, day in this last days that we're living in. Well, our time is up. God bless you. Look to God for your help today. Find the strength that only God can give you. In Jesus' name, until next week at this same time. Amen.